Blog Talk Radio.
You're pleasing that I'm never
Shalom, aloha, welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries presents the Woman of God, Daughters of a King, supposedly with Pastor Wanda. However, she has not shown up as of yet. So, I'm going to let Tony F. give us an opening prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, let all those who gather here tonight to hear Ken and Wanda's word find faith, find love, and find greatness in what they hear. May your heavenly light shine in them always, shine on you always, and shine from you forever. In your rainbow's light, we pray.
Amen. All righty. Okay, well, we're going to continue on with some praise and worship music, and hopefully Pastor Wanda will come. If not, I will do the show.
Bless the Lord. find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need
I've got a caller here. Let's take him. Hello there, Spencer, my brother. How are you doing?
Hey, Ken, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you just loud
and
clear.
Okay, great. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. Pastor Wanda was supposed to show up and do her show, and she did not show up.
That's right. It's Women's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I don't know, I guess she just...
Yep, more likely. Yep. So,
what do you got on, what's your sermon about tonight?
I don't really have a sermon, but what I've got is I'm going to be doing my my messages like I normally do. I'm going to be doing a a devotional, a Bible reading, and I'm going to do a prophetic message. So I just thought I'd let you know. Okay,
great.
We got
yeah.
Another, if you press the one key, you can come on live too. Okay. But he hasn't pressed the one key, so. Well, anyway, sit back and enjoy the show. I'm going to go ahead and give the first message, and then I'm going to do an altar call, and we can talk some more, and then do the Bible reading, and we can talk some more and whatever, and go back and forth.
Okay, sounds great.
All right,
amen.
Sit back and enjoy. Okay, let me see who this next caller is. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenneth. This is the Cardinal.
Hey, how you doing, Cardinal Willie John? How you doing tonight?
Very
shalom,
good.
Shalom, Cardinal.
Very good.
How are you?
Shalom. Who is this? I just joined, Kenneth.
This is Benny.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Oh, so okay. Hi, Spencer.
Oh.
So how's your day going so far?
Blessed and highly favored.
That's great. That's great. Okay.
Looking forward to the show. I haven't been on for a while, so...
Well, I changed my format a bit. I'm not doing sermons like I used to. I'm doing devotionals, and I'm doing a Bible reading, and then I'm going to go with a prophetic message. So sit back and enjoy the show, and we'll go in between the messages. We'll talk some more, okay?
Thanks, Pastor Ken. Good luck.
All righty. Sit back and enjoy. All right. Okay, the first message we're going to go into, okay, is a devotional that I titled Love People. See, the Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made complex what God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks, in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in the age of religious complexity. See, the simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. In its stead are programs, methods, organizations, and a world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention, but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. The shallowness of our inexperience, the hollowness of our worship, and the surreal imitations of the world, which marks our promotional methods, all testify that we in this day know God only imperfectly and in the peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all the religious externals, we would first determine to find him and then proceed the way of simplicity. May we discover the peace and joy that come from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. As we step into a deeper abundance of a relationship with our Heavenly Father, our hearts will naturally burn to love people as he loved us. You see, loving people was never a chore for Jesus. He loved those around him with the fiery passion of his Father, and God calls you and me to do the same. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 to 12 says, "In this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so we might live through him in this love. Not that we have joined God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and love is perfect in us. God's love, perfect in you, will be demonstrated in the way you love others. Allow the fact to rest in your heart for a minute. Allow Scripture to establish in you the core values of selfless love. I used to think that the highest form of Christian spirituality would be surrendering all forms of pleasure of human contact in order to devote my entire life to relationship with God. But Scripture is clear that God desires us to produce us a passionate pursuit and love for everyone around us. We demonstrate the depth of our love for Him through the depth of our love for others. Christianity and Messianism is not a religion of cliques, comfort zones, isolation. Rather, it's a personal relationship with God, who loves people and longs to fill us with His love for others. You see, our Heavenly Father knows that we are incapable of consistently and selflessly loving others in our own strength. He knows that apart from Him, we are selfish, prideful, fearful, and inconsistent. But our God is fully capable and remarkable transformation that we will open the doors of our hearts to His love and allow Him to change us for the better. If we will allow Him to satisfy us and heal our wounds, we will receive a flood of genuine love for others that casts out all fear of selfishness and pride in the light of God's glorious grace. Jesus said in chapter 15, verses 12 to 14, "This is my commandment, that you to love one another as I love you. Greater love is no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. So you are my friends if you do what I command you. What is holding you back from loving others selfishly? Where do you need a fresh feeling of God's love to heal your wounds and satisfy your heart? What fear, source of pride is keeping you from receiving God's passionate heart for others around you?" So spend time in prayer, allowing Scripture to influence and reprioritize what you view as most important. Allow God to flood the dry and wounded places of your heart, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with His heart for those around you who desperately need someone to reveal God's love to them. So first, meditate on Jesus' commandment to love others in response to His love. Allow Scripture to lay the foundation for how you will decide to live your life. By this, all people know that you are my disciples if you love for one another, as John chapter 13, verse 35. See, in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10, "Owe no one anything except for love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment or summed up in the word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." Okay? So secondly, spend time receiving God's love. Where do you need His love in order to love others well? What wound is causing you to live fearfully, selfishly, and pridefully? What area of your life needs to be healed or satisfied? Ask God to pinpoint that place. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." So thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with God's heart for others. Allow Him to show you how He feels about people at your work, school, church, or community. Ask Him to reveal specific people He desires you to love well today. Ask Him for specific ways He would have you love them. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. Greater love is no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, and if you do what I command you." As John, again, chapter 15, verses 12 to 14. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. "Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast as what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." You see, the ability to genuinely love others is a sign of a new nature placed within you at salvation. Genuine love is not of this world, but of the kingdom of God. When you love selflessly, you bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Okay, the world has no rebuttal for love no grid for acts of selfishness and generosity. Love tears down walls that have been built up between man and God. It pierces through hard exteriors and reaches the core of man's heart. So may you reveal the great love of your Heavenly Father today through acts of genuine selfless love. Well, that concludes the devotional. And I highly suggest reading John chapter 15, okay? It'll bring this devotional into more of a light for you, okay, when you get a chance. Amen. Okay, well, now we're going to do the altar call, okay? And this brings me to the most important question of all. Okay, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance in a minute or two to do so. Okay, so I want to ask you, are you walking through life aimlessly in life, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay, are you dazed and confused, okay, and what's happening around you? Okay, do you lack, okay, knowledge, okay, or maybe you suffer from depression, or maybe you're suffering from some kind of anxiety, or maybe something worse, okay, such as alcohol addiction, okay, drug abuse, okay, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating. But see, God can take that away, folks. But in order for him to do so, guess what? He's got to know you. And if he doesn't know you, how can he do anything for you? So I ask you tonight, will you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my personal Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you said these words, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. But, you know, just saying this prayer, okay, is not enough, okay? It's an opening of the door to your heart to Jesus. Okay, you need to find yourself, okay, a church, okay? Get in fellowship and worship with others. Get baptized by water and get baptized by the Holy Ghost, okay? And then you need to read your Bible, folks. Okay, you need to pray for others, not just for yourself. Okay, if you walk this narrow road, you have a surefire bet, okay, to a seat in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, but it's a combination of all of this that brings you there. So don't just leave off of this prayer alone and say I said the prayer and that's enough. No. You got to do other stuff, okay, as well as saying this prayer. Amen. So we ask you that if you would like to call in, you can call in an area code 657-383-1487. Okay, I repeat that again for you. That's the area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. See, when you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, okay, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight, okay? Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So why don't you let us rejoice, okay, with him. Amen?
Amen.
All righty. We've got some callers here on the line. Let's see.
Remember, bring them on and mute them
because it overacts here. Okay. Okay. Area code 303. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Kent. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I really liked the sermon tonight.
Well, thank you. It really wasn't a sermon. It was more of a devotional.
Well, it was great. I really appreciate that. It really hit home. Really, really hit home and makes me want to change my ways.
Well, amen. Amen. Amen.
Where are you exactly based out of?
Do you
have a chapel or?
I'm basically based out of San Antonio, Texas. I have an online ministry. I was in a church, and I no longer in a church, so I do this with the love of my heart for people. I want to bring people to God, and I do this nightly from Tuesday through Saturday night, and then do a church service online.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. How long have you been doing it?
Since March of 2015.
Wow, that's quite a while. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for bringing me on. I just wanted to say great show. If you could, just keep me on the line so I can listen.
Yeah, I got more to come. I got a Bible reading and a prophetic message. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, I'll put you on mute, buddy. Okay, we got our next caller to press the one key. Let's bring him on and see what he has to say. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 I am. It's done.
I'm listening. Keep the show.
Got to
get moving.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'll bring back on Spencer. And so, Spencer, what did you think of that devotional?
I thought it was a really good message, Ken. And you did a really good job. And I just want to say that there's no greater love than the love of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to bring on now Willie Kahn and see what he thought. Cardinal Willie Kahn. Okay. Cardinal Willie Kahn, what did you think of the message tonight?
I really enjoyed it, Kenneth. It reminds me of a saying a wise man once said that he said, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth."
Yes, amen, amen. That's true. Okay, because anybody can say "I love you" or anybody can say that, but when you show it, it's another story. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna play some more music that I've got lined up for y'all. So sit back and enjoy, and then I'll do the Bible reading and bring everybody back on again and talk. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Johnny, Kenny, he's listening to the show. You can just tell him.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, you know, like I said, you can call back in. I didn't see your. Number. Did you press one? At the time, you didn't press one. Okay. So I'll.
Oh, I didn't press one.
Yeah, he didn't press one at the time when I was getting ready to go back into whatever. Okay. So.
Oh.
Okay. I will bring him on if he presses one.
Yeah.
Just.
Okay. He's gonna bring back on.
Well, Johnny Longfeather, if he calls back in, okay? Because I didn't see that he pressed one key until I started playing music, okay? And, there he is back. Let me bring him on. Okay. Hey, Johnny, what's up? Hello?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
What? Hello?
Shalom! Okay, we got a problem with Johnny Longfeather's side, I guess. I don't know.
Kenneth?
Yeah?
Can I give my thoughts on the prayer tonight, the message, brother?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, give me thoughts.
Well, I got to say, Kenneth, every time I listen to your show, and I don't think that your message could get more profound, it make me more introspective. You always raise the bar, brother. I just sometimes I listen to the show and it just amazes me because these prophetic words are so godly and they make me look inside myself, deep inside myself, and see if I can improve as a man. As a man of the Lord, and when I listen to these things, they really touch my heart, Kenny. And I appreciate you and Tony, doing this show and the platform that you give the Lord. It's really, really heartwarming, and it helps us all, not just me, but all of God's children, become better people. So
amen.
I was very, very moved. I was moved by the prayer and by the message tonight. And essentially all the times that I listen and when I'm able to tune in to your godly show, they're always prophetic words, brother. So I just wanted to give you much respect for that. And you really make people want to be better. You know, when you read when you speak the word and the gospel, you really make people want to be better men and women. And I don't think you can put a price on that. So I bless you. Bless Tony. The show has been wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
Amen, brother.
Well, I guess I'm going to put you on mute, and we're going to go into a Bible reading. And we'll talk about that. Okay.
All right. Well, thank
All
you
right.
for taking my call, sir.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. We've got... let's get into the Bible reading. Okay. Look, and this is taken from Job 3, is Job and his friend Eliphaz. Okay? And then we're gonna go into Psalms chapter 16, verses 5-6. And we're gonna go into Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10-12. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth, and Job spoke and said, "May the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said a male child is conceived. May that day be darkness. May that God above not seek it, nor the light shine upon it. May darkness and the shadow of death claim it. May a cloud settle on it. May the blackness of the day terrify it. As for the night, may darkness seize it. May it not rejoice among the days of the year. May it not come into the number of the months. Oh, may that night be barren. May no joyful shout come into it. May those accursed it, who curse the day, those who are ready to arouse Leviathan. May the stars of the morning be dark. May it be looked for night, but have none, and not seeing the dawning of the day, because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide sorrow from my eyes. Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came in from the womb? Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul who long for death? But it does not come, and search for more hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, if one attempts a word with you, will you become weary? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Surely you have instructed many, and you have strengthened weak in hands. Your words have upheld them under stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees. But now it comes upon you, and you are weary. It touches you, and you are troubled. It's not your reverence, your confidence, and the integrity of your ways, your hope. Remember how whoever perished being innocent, or were the upright ever cut off. Even as I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reaps the same. But the blast of God, they perish. In the breath of his anger, they are consumed. The roaring of a lion, the voice of a fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perish for lack of prey, and the cubs of loneliness and scatter are. And now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. And disquieting thoughts from the visions of night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be purer than his Maker? If he puts no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those dwell in the houses of clay whose foundation is dust are crushed before a moth? They are broken in pieces from the morning till evening. They perish forever with no one regarding. Does not their own excellence go away? They die even without wisdom. Call out now. Is there anyone who still answers you? And to which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills a foolish man, and envy slays a simple one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I have cursed his dwelling place. His sons are far from safety. They are crushed in the gate, and there are no deliverer. Because the hungry eat up his harvest, taking it from thorns, and snare snatches their substance, for affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble spring up from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. Psalms chapter 16, verse 5 and 6. O Lord, you are a portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lions have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10 and 12. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right path. When you walk your steps, you will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Like I said, for the ones that don't get a chance to read their Bible or do not have a Bible at hand, That's why I do these Bible readings nightly, so that you can get 7 minutes of Bible, okay, into your life. Amen. So, okay, this, the show is going nicely. Let me bring. Looks like people left. Looks like. Okay. Hopefully, this is Cardinal Willie Kahn. Is that you, Cardinal Willie Kahn? Hello. Okay. All right. All right. Well, we're gonna play some more music, and then we'll get into the prophetic word. Okay.
Thank you.
The Father says today in my kingdom, failure is never failure. The kernel of triumph is in every failed enterprise, every failed relationship, every failed objective. There is no failure in my kingdom. My spirit is on the inside of you, will always leave you conquering into conquer. There is no failure, only recalibrating your choices for the promised outcome. As you live in my spirit, so you will. You will advance to the fullness of all that I have promised, says the Father. Relinquish the outcome, therefore, okay, and know that ego, pride, and self-referral can never survive the life of the cross I've called to you. Okay, anchor your sense of self and who I am in your life, and then you will sustain and maintain through the pressure that you must penetrate in the circumstance in order to break out into the kingdom. Choose to have no opinion in the process and no attachment to the outcome. Then and only will you come into the place where everything you say and do becomes as effective, as powerful as if I said it or did it. Amen. I don't know why this person keeps wanting to call knowing I'm doing a show. Okay? It's going to be quite irritating. So I'm going to bring back on Spencer. Spencer. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. What did you think of the Bible reading and the prophetic word?
Well, you know, it was good as always, Ken. And, you know, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to do what you do.
Well, thank you.
And I'm not, you know, I can tell you I'm not the only one who appreciates it, you know. There's a lot of people that, you know, you've reached out to and really helped, like you have with me. So, you know, for that, I'm forever grateful to you, man.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I keep getting a call from Paulie. He's calling as Marcus Zuckerberg. Okay.
Another show.
Okay. I don't know why he keeps calling at this particular time, knowing I have a show. Okay.
Well, didn't he call into the show?
Yeah, he called in earlier. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, you know. But we've got a bunch of 111 callers. Okay, I mean a lot of them. And some tell me they're going to be
Kent?
Yeah.
Well, I thought Kent called from 506.
No, he called from a 111 number.
Oh, okay.
Willie Collins called from a 111 number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. No, they have real phone numbers. I don't know why they choose 111.
Oh, is Cardinal still on the line?
I to tell you the truth, I don't know. I lost track of them, okay, with all these 111s. Okay? Okay, I tried to bring him back on, but it doesn't seem like he's there. Okay, so.
But I know with him, he's in Vietnam, so he just doesn't want to call, like, long distance.
Yeah. I mean, long distance, I don't know how he calls. Maybe he calls through Skype. Skype is a little cheaper. I think it's free, isn't it? Isn't Skype free, Spencer?
I have no idea about that. I think you have to pay for Skype.
But
I know, especially like in Vietnam, I think it's blocked anyways.
Oh.
I think they have different.
Okay.
I don't think. Yeah.
Let me bring on Don. Okay, I don't know why Johnny is so into constantly hitting messages, okay? Okay, I've been trying to bring him on, but he hangs up because I'm playing a song. Yeah.
This is Don, brother. I apologize. I don't know why I hit star 67 when I called your show. I'm sorry. I apologize to you and Tony. I always call with my real number, and then I realized that all these tomfoolery calls were coming in from 111, so I hung up and I called back. But as far as Johnny goes, you know how he is, Kenny. You know how, he drives me crazy, brother. He does things just to annoy people. That's how Johnny is.
Yeah, I know.
But your message was really, really, I don't want to be redundant, but it's just very, there's always a point in your messages where I really feel like somebody somewhere is definitely learning something. And that's got to be the goal every time. You know what I mean? The goal is for the Lord to penetrate another soul. And I feel like every message is prophetic in that way. And I know I sound like a broken record by saying that, but I think really that is the true meaning of your show, Kenny. You touch as many souls as possible and let the Lord into that, you know, the light of the Lord into their life. And it's just really beautiful to listen to your show and to know that that's taking place, brother.
Amen. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've got a couple announcements. Tomorrow night is supposed to be prayer, praise, and worship. But I'm not sure if I'm going to do the show or not, because something has come up my way, and I may have to listen to it instead. No?
We will be having our show tomorrow night.
We will?
Yes, we
will. Okay. All right. I guess we're
going
to have our show. Okay.
Because by having our show tomorrow night, we'll let them know that we're not calling in to that other program that we're not going to discuss right now.
Yeah.
We'll be on air.
Yeah.
Well, then, if you're not going to listen to the show, can I just say something then, please, Kenny?
Yeah.
Since I'm not going to be able to publicly do it whenever you're not going to listen to it. I heard what was said about Mr. Farrar's family member, and I just want – and I know Kenny thinks it was one of us, and it was not me. I would never speak ill of the deceased, but I want to apologize just for everyone in that room. I don't know who did it, and it doesn't matter. It was wrong. The bottom line is it was disrespectful, uncalled for, and I just want to apologize to Tony Farrar. I know we've had our differences, but there's a line, and that line was crossed, and I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart to Tony, to his family. Rest in peace to his dear beloved sister, and also to Kenny for even having to be involved in such chicanery. I am really sorry. It's nothing else I can say or make it better, but I know it upset you guys, and I just want to state that publicly on the record, and hopefully whoever did this, the Lord will find their soul and soon, because you can't do things like this and treat people in such a ungodly way, Kenny. I'm very, very sorry.
Amen. Well, thank you very much. Your apology is very heartwarming, welcome. And I know you wouldn't do something like that. I know, you know, you may speak crazy things sometimes, okay?
Yes, that's true.
And call people names at times, but
I'm not perfect, Kenny. I'm far from a perfect being. I make a lot of mistakes, brother. But I just wanted to say that because I was going to call in only – I was only going to call the show tomorrow night specifically to address that. And if you guys aren't going to be listening, then I just need to do it now, and then I don't even have to call the show tomorrow night.
Okay, all right. We're going to probably listen to it after our show ends then, okay? Okay, that's what we're probably going to do.
All right, then I'll call in anyway. I want the public to know that it was wrong. I'm sorry, Tony. I know you don't like talking about stuff that has nothing to do with the show, but I wanted to make my apology known.
No problem.
I'll shut up.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Just remember, the Tony Farrar you're hearing tomorrow night over there will not be Tony Farrar because I'll be here.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll make sure everybody knows that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay.
Amen, Kenny.
All right. Amen. Well, we're going to, I guess we're going to do the show, Prayer, Praise, and Worship, tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we're going to bring Tony on for his closing prayer right now. Okay? I'm sure it's going to be a good one.
Kenny, the Cardinals on 949.
The Cardinals on 949? Okay.
Yeah, he said he wanted to,
Yeah, Cardinal Willie Kahn.
Oh, thanks, Dennis. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. I lost track of you amongst the sea of 111s.
No worries. I had a question came to me from dear brother Tommy that I wanted to know if you could address. It's a
What's
good
that?
Question for a. Tommy wants to know. Brother Tommy wants to know if you can name one sure way or method that a new believer in Christ can know that the Roman Catholic Church is the one true church. That's a good one. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Well, I'm not a Catholic, okay? So
maybe Tony's a Catholic. Let him rule with this one.
Tony, maybe Tony can answer that question.
I'm going to address the question just like this. Whatever church you choose to belong to, the church that you find and feel at home with and that you feel the pastor is the man that you want to follow, that is the church that you belong in. Plain and simple. I'm not going to say my church is any better than anybody else's because we're all on equal grounds, really. In the world we live in today, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And the only person that we've got to look up to is God. So whatever God we're praying to, whatever church you're in, you don't even have to go to church. You can join these online ministries like Kenneth has here. You can go outside in your front yard and pray and receive the Lord. You can go in the backyard. You can go in your bathroom and accept the Lord and know that the Lord is with you. No church is better than the other. Where you feel at home, Thomas, that's where you need to be.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I hope that answers your question there.
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Okay. Because I couldn't answer it any better myself. Okay. But it's like I said, as far as being Catholic, you know, Tony is a Catholic, so I figured he would answer that, I guess, along the lines of the Catholic Church. But he did a very good job of answering that. He surely did. Now, okay, if you would give us a closing prayer.
Father, another show passes. Ken has shared your word with those who have gathered in your arms this evening. May they learn from it and see the wrong in harming others. When you harm your fellow man, it's not a good thing. Because you have to remember, words can hurt more than a fist, more than a punch in the face. May the words you hear shared here tonight bring this knowledge to you. And may you all remember that at God Rainbow's Ministry, we love you all.
Amen.
And may his rainbow light shine on you until we meet again tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Central Time.
Amen.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes.
Kenny, is Johnny in the queue at 317?
Yes, he is. Let me bring him on and see what, see if he can talk.
Don't mess this
now.
Up, Johnny.
And then we're at the end of the
Hello.
Morning.
Hello, Johnny.
I've had all kinds of technical problems. I called the number, nothing happened. I called earlier, and there was some weird sound. But I just wanted to call and say that I listened to the show. It was a very nice show. Things kind of took a weird turn at the end, however, when Tony informed the audience that it doesn't matter what church you go to. Ken, you have told me that I'm going to be burning in hell because of the church I choose to attend. So I believe that you have a different set of beliefs than Tony F. Is that correct?
Well, there's thoughts about the Mormon church, and there's thoughts about Jehovah's Witnesses that what what is being preached is not of God. Okay? Okay?
So it does matter what church we go to.
Well, the Mormon beliefs and the Jehovah's Witnesses beliefs,
I didn't say anything about Jehovah's Witnesses.
And in mainstream society, okay? All right. It has been said, not just by me, but by many a pastor, that these churches and people that are being misled in them, are going to hell, because they're following a false religion, Now, myself personally,
I've sat in a Baptist church before, and they've told me that the Catholics are all going to hell.
Well, you know, everybody's got their thoughts on who's going to hell. Okay.
Lord have mercy. Depending on what pastor you're listening to and what religion he's pushing, every other religion is going to hell.
Yeah.
This is silly. I mean, come on. Whoever you're listening to, they're going to tell you the
My salvation
wrong.
Is silly. I agree. You're right, Tony. My salvation is silly.
No, we're not talking about salvation at all.
Go back to cussing and saying F words in the background. Goodbye.
Well, he hung up.
Well, evidently.
He didn't want to hear.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear the proper answer. Okay, he already had it set in his mind. Okay. But that's okay. You know, with that being said, we love you all. May you have a blessed night, and come back tomorrow night, for prayer, praise and worship. However, I know some of you will not be, because you will be on Tony.
Would y'all please, you're not going to announce the name of the show either.
Okay, won't do that either.
We want to keep our line listeners out of that.
Okay, yes, that's true.
So, say good night, Gracie.
Well, good night. Okay, have a good one.
And Johnny Longfeller was just in the chat room talking about.